Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from Psalm 50, verses 1 through 15 and 23. Let us hear the word of God. The mighty God, the Lord has spoken. He has summoned all humanity from east to west, from Mount Zion, the perfection of beauty. God shines in glorious radiance. Our God approaches with the noise of thunder. Fire devours everything in his way, and a great storm rages around him. Heaven and earth will be his witnesses, and he judges his people. Bring my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me by giving sacrifices. Then let the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself will be the judge. O my people, listen as I speak. Here are my charges against you, O Israel. I am your God, your God. I have no complaint about your sacrifices or the burnt offerings you constantly bring to my altar. But I want no more bulls from your barns. I want no more goats from your pens. For all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle of 1,000 hills. Every bird of the mountains and all the animals of the field belong to me. If I were hungry, I would not mention it to you, for all the world is mine and everything in it. I don't need the bulls you sacrifice. I don't need the blood of goats. What I want instead is your true thanks to God. I want you to fulfill your vows to the Most High. Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. Let us pray. Open our lips, O Lord, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Create a justified spirit within our lives and in all we do. Direct us to fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The vitality and fertility of understanding God. You know, the more I look at the current events that exist in our world today, the more I witness faithful people around me. People who preserve for themselves what Prophet Samuel told Saul. Make sure that you give God the obedience and lifelong service he desires from you. Samuel here maintains graceful and serious work which convinced Saul that obedience is far better than sacrifice. The sun rises and sets in the Indian Ocean, where the most dreadful news of the week, or perhaps years to come. It brings fond memories of the devastating tsunami. The force of this disgraceful tidal wave was so powerful that it encourages people around the world to send aids in various forms. Psalm 50, among all, if not the songs that constitute the Psalter, has a peculiar content and tone. God speaks through a person. I don't need the bulls you sacrifice. I don't need the blood of goats. What I want instead is your true thanks to God. I want you to fulfill your vows to the Most High. Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God. Asaph begins this psalm by describing a final judgment of people on earth. As we read the psalm closely, we realize that there are two rebukes given to two separate groups of people. One is called by God, my people, those who claim to be his, to whom he judged for misunderstanding the meaning of sacrifice. The other group is the wicked, to whom God judged for the violation of the laws of the covenant. Our selected reading for this morning falls on the first rebuke, the misunderstanding of sacrifice. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to me a sacrifice of thanksgiving, or make thanksgiving a sacrifice to God, and pay your vows to Elyon, God of the Most High. What aggravates God is neither the sacrifices, for they are continually before God, nor the manner of doing it. It is rather the reason for doing it, and the worshipper's understanding of the God self. The issue at stake is not sacrifice per se. The issue that is at stake is God being misunderstood. Sacrifice has been offered with an idea of a weak and hungry God. Man has created a reason to think of a way to sustain, feed, and give strength to God. But let us be reminded that our understanding of God is vital and fragile. Our understanding of God is crucial, because how one understands God determines the meaning of life and religion. Our understanding of God is crucial because how one understands God determines the reasons for being alive and being religious for oneself. This is the perfect ground for our everyday practices. This is the absolute ground for our everyday sacrifice. You know, to view God in terms of gender, for instance, one is most likely to serve God as a male or female in real life. God in such thought is being imprisoned with our gender-oriented languages. God is being dragged down to a level of biological organism which needs physical pleasure and nourishment. We consider ourselves as Christians, and we have different interpretations of God, which we label theologies. But let us be asked, do we understand God enough? Are we creating gods in our human likeness and images rather than us being in the image of God? God in this psalm reminds his people, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. It is simply a sacrifice of thanksgiving that God prefers. A sacrifice that springs out of an understanding of God as the sole creator and sustainer of all things. A God who delivers his people in times of trouble and promises salvation. Such a sacrifice is not a mere animal offering. It is thanksgiving being sacrificed upon the altar of a grateful heart. A sacrifice or thanksgiving is a grateful response to God's ongoing intervention in our lives and ceaseless care toward us. It is not feeding and sustaining a weak and hungry God. A sacrifice of thanksgiving is worshiping God as our God, who is constantly with us and continue to be with us, not a gender-oriented deity. A sacrifice of thanksgiving is a whole life offering and not just a mere massive offering of animals. If the human heart is the seed of our emotion, will, love, then sacrifice of thanksgiving means a sacrifice of heart, yours and mine. God wants not his. They are for us. God desires what is ours, our heart and our free will. That is acceptable sacrifice. That is what honors God. It is by the total submission of our will to God that God's will becomes ours. Only in doing so that God is understood. Martin Buber defines theology as talking to God and religion as experiencing God. Buber went on to describe his theory through reading a menu and having dinner in a restaurant. Martin Buber insists that our knowledge of God, our theology, can be enlightening. It can lead to nourishment, but it is not in itself nourishing. When we speak about God abstractly as the one who summons us to righteousness, or as the one who causes the earth to grow food, that is theology. When we speak of God saying, "Thank you for bringing holiness into life by commanding me to do this," that is religion. A life full of thanks, a heart overflowed with gratitude to God, is a reflection of a person who has experienced God. A sacrifice of thanksgiving expresses the indwelling holiness and goodness of God in our lives. Forms and manners of expression may vary according to our individual diversity, but they will all witness to one single fact. God has been so gracious to us and will continue to do so. Understanding God is fragile without experiencing him. We are in a safe zone when our will and our lives make way for God's will and spirit. Let us invite God to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in our lives and give us an understanding mind. Let our sacrifice be a sacrifice of thanksgiving, offering what is ours, our will, our love, and our lives as a grateful response to God's sacrificial love for us in Christ. And let us always be mindful of the Apostle Paul's counsel to the Romans. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." God once again says, "I don't need the bull's sacrifice. I don't need the blood of goats. What I want instead is your true thanks to God. I want you to fulfill your vows to the Most High. Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you. You will give me glory. Let God's will be ours, and thanksgiving our sacrifice. Amen.